And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Hey, hey, feeling the squeeze of the pump yet? Yeah, gas prices have been creeping upward, the statewide average sitting at $2.59 a gallon. But if you think it's high now, well, fasten your seatbelts, especially if a prediction made over the weekend from a prominent oil hedge fund manager bears out. For more on this Monday, we turn to Energy Insider Matt Smith, Director of Commodity Research at Clipper Data. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks, David.
So we know that oil prices have been rising of late. Last time I checked, a barrel of crude from West Texas going for about $70. What's his new prediction and who's making it?
It's a gentleman called Pierre Anderand, and he's one of the world's most renowned oil traders because he's made a number of calls in the last decade or so, which have panned out. Someone said something on Twitter yesterday, and he responded and said that $300 a barrel is not impossible.
Wow. And so, $300 a barrel. Let's put this in perspective before we sort of dig deeper. I was looking at a chart of crude oil prices back in 2008, a barrel of West Texas Intermediate trading at close to $150 a barrel, average price at the pump closing in on $4. Now, if you roughly double crude prices, are we talking about gasoline at the pumps that could be more than $7 a gallon?
In theory, if oil prices got to $300 a barrel, that's, yeah, as you mentioned, double the record that we saw in 2008, which is actually what they pay in Europe because of the high taxes there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so expensive that they pay by the liter. But here in the US, you know, we're used to paying $2, $2.50 a gallon. We see it get to $3.10 and we're up in
you have people who want heads to roll. But part of this seems to be that companies and investors haven't wanted to make big long-term commitments because of the fear that globally we've reached peak oil demand, right? And so we're talking about what this hedge fund manager is talking about is that maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we've cut back on supply so much that demand is going to make those prices shoot back up.
Well, I think what his concern is as well is from the perspective that supply may not be coming to market in the coming years because there's just been such a lack of investment over the last few years because of low oil prices. No one's been willing to commit. And these oil projects, aside from in the US, where they're much more sort of a faster cycle in that the oil comes to market much quicker, an example, it will take sort of 5 years from the initial investment to the actual oil coming to market. Mm. And so he's making the point that we haven't seen these investments in recent years. And so we're not going to have that oil coming to market in the next few years. And that's going to cause prices to spike because then you've got the supply and demand out of whack. There's this concern about peak demand just because of electric vehicles as well, and how that could perhaps crimp gasoline demand growth going forwards, and so people are less willing to commit. It isn't a bad logic that he's applying here. I'm just not sure that his call of $300 was something that he really thought through. I think he just probably pinged that off in a tweet and then perhaps assessed it and thought, well, maybe that was a little bit too sensationalist.
Yeah.
And he's deleted the tweet as well.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting right there, and perhaps telling. Do you think, in fact, we are dealing with or looking down the barrel of a supply shortage in the not-too-distant future? Is that why we're seeing oil prices start to rise again?
Yeah, and you've got OPEC seeing this as well. You know, they're the ones that have engineered this high oil price by dialing back on their production. But now that they seem to have reached their goal, they're still looking ahead and saying, guys, we need to actually get the oil price higher so that there is more investment because people aren't investing in these long-term projects when oil prices are at $50.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of folks crossing their fingers that this holds out. It'll be interesting to see how this develops and careful making predictions. Matt Smith, Director of Commodity Research at Clipper Data, he's keeping an eye on this stuff. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.